Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Constellation's launch conference here in beautiful Durham, North Carolina. And I have to, right off the bat, I have to apologize for the lighting. The sun is almost right behind us, and this backdrop is glowing like the sun. So, but anyway, we're going to make do because we have Christiane Madracki from Praxent here for you. Christiane, how are you?
Good, I'm good. I'm quite warm, I'm not going to lie.
Oh yeah, it's a little warm in that room.
It is, it went freezing and now it's warmer, but yeah, it's good. I think it's all the energy.
Exactly, it's all the good vibes here at the conference. So speaking of the conference, how's it going for you guys?
Really good. Our team presented this morning and we were speaking about UI best practices for implementing Constellation or just digital banking experiences in general. We have a booth set up. It's been a really good day.
Good.
Nice group of people as well.
Indeed, Yeah, I heard the fintech, the fintech kind of rapid fire thing went really, really well. Mm-hmm. I'm getting a lot of positive feedback from credit unions, no doubt.
Yeah, so definitely.
They all seem to enjoy it. So,
for sure.
So you guys were right up there in the mix.
We spoke beforehand.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, so we had a whole one-hour session, one-hour Praxent special.
Congratulations on that. I stand corrected. Can you share any highlights or anything like that from what you guys talked about? Or?
Yeah, sure. So we were sort of presenting what we'd done with the work that we'd done with Constellation. Mm-hmm. So Constellation engaged us to do a UI flip of their demo account. So Constellation's platform is highly configurable. It's you're able to change colors and the way in which the edging on containers, things like that, highly, highly configurable. So you can completely create very, very different experiences. But some of the issues is that a lot of the credit unions, they don't necessarily have UI, UX people in-house.
Yeah.
And so creating those is kind of different and really, really complex.
Mm-hmm.
And so what they had Praxent do was to create a demo account. So we used, obviously our designers are experts in product development for financial services. Mm-hmm. So we created the best-in-class kind of version that was highly adjustable, I guess, so that there's basically four things that a credit union would now need to change. Mm-hmm. Like, here's your interaction color, change that. Add your logo, change that. And you can just, they can kind of make it a bit more self-service.
Okay.
We created an implementation guide to help them so that they can understand, like, hey, if you want to change this color, here's how you do it.
Yeah.
Just to make it a bit more intuitive.
Okay.
And then also with credit unions, if they want to create a completely bespoke experience so that it's like highly differentiated from others using the platform, then we're kind of working with them to create that for them.
Okay, and I should have asked you from the outset, can you share with us, can you give us like the Praxent 30-second elevator speech?
I should have
asked that in the very beginning, so I apologize.
You're good. So Praxent's a fintech product strategy, UX design and engineering firm. So we kind of work with companies in a variety of different ways, but we work across banking, lending, wealth management, and insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So in many cases we'll be helping a company like a fintech or a technology product to design and launch a new product.
Okay.
In some cases we're kind of optimizing an existing one, which is the case with Constellation where we were redesigning it, kind of making it more intuitive. We'll do things like UX audits. In some cases at the end when a technology product is a little bit older, like 10 years or something like that, and it's kind of showing its age,
we'll do a
redesign and a redevelopment as well. We'll do the architecture. So we really specialize in the front end experience and the bit that touches customers, human centered design as opposed to sort of what is financial services has been traditionally been a bit more systems centered design.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Wow. Impressive. So how did you guys get involved with Constellation? How did you guys start working with those guys?
So I met David at a conference. It's a funny story, actually. It was in an elevator. I literally was living in an elevator pitch. So there's one for that. But I was wearing, this is a stupid story, actually. I was wearing a bright pink blazer with huge shoulder pads, and he was commenting on my ridiculous blazer. And that's how it all started.
Okay.
But it was basically, the demo account that they had was based on I think another credit union and how they'd configured it, and so they really just wanted a team to kind of come in and just make it sexy, so when presenting to credit unions they can show like the capabilities of the platform and like what it could look like.
Right on That's it's amazing how things start, you know.
Yeah.
You just never know. So.
Yeah, you never know who you're serving in a lift with. So.
Exactly.
Or an elevator.
Or an elevator. I know.
Sorry, Americans.
We're in America, on a lift, we think we're going for an Uber or something like that, but no, an elevator. So anyway, besides the semantics, so any like takeaways from today that you guys, or any highlights from today as well?
Yeah.
Other presentations, or?
I loved Ron Shevlin's presentation.
Oh, yeah.
That was really, really strong. And yeah. I think it kind of brings to a point, as he was talking about embedded fintech versus mm-hmm. embedded finance. Mm-hmm. And embedded fintech is basically pulling in a series of different product offerings or features, I guess, mm-hmm. into a single experience.
Right.
One of the things that I think is really interesting, so there's a lot of like banks and credit unions who are really trying to pursue that strategy of being digital first and being human first, or like member first mm-hmm. or mm-hmm. customer first. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that I think is something I kind of hear consistently is as you're pulling in all of these sort of fintechs from other places, how do you create that seamless experience across the whole of it? So mm-hmm. I think that's something that we're going to see a lot more of, is like how digital credit, digital first kind of credit unions and banks can really like deliver on that embedded fintech strategy, and what are the kind of capabilities that are really needed mm-hmm. to do it, because you really do need digital product managers, designers, engineers, things like that.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, this is the way it's going. The way it's going, for sure. Anything else to add to wrap up? I mean, what's on the horizon for you guys?
For Praxen?
Well,
so we're going to a ton of different conferences, but we've been building out a lot of partnerships, which I'm excited about.
Yeah.
In many cases, we'll partner with a company that is sort of an API-first company. So one of the things that we're likely to be doing a lot more in the future of is we've built a number of robo-advisors on top of companies like DriveWealth and Apex. And I think now, like, as in investing, as more like robo-advisor applications like Acorns and things like that,
mm-hmm.
they are now gradually adding savings accounts and checking accounts and things like that.
Yeah.
So they're turning themselves into banks. And so credit unions and banks are now doing the same thing, bringing in investing products. So I'm excited to build out some of those partnerships and start helping credit unions and banks create their digital investing experiences.
Indeed. You guys are right there at the forefront. Certainly sounds like it. And you're in the right place working with Constellation as well.
Yeah,
because
for sure.
They are, sky's the limit for those folks as well. So good stuff.
And you can really see it at this conference, actually. Everyone is really like an innovation leader and really help all of the credit unions specifically as well. Like everyone who I've spoken to has really been definitely thinking about their role as a digital product mm-hmm. hub, mm-hmm. Which is awesome.
Yeah, if you're affiliated with Constellation in any shape or form, you're definitely a forward-thinking person or organization, rather. So you guys are right. You're in the good group for sure. So alrighty, well, I'll let you get back at it, Christiane. Thank you so much for hanging out with us,
awesome.
Christiane,
thank you
from,
so much
from Praxen.